public meeting of the Mount Jackson Planning Commission joint public hearing. Order, please. What we have in front of us is a zoning request from White First Development LLC, requesting approximately 136 acres identified on tax maps 91-A-40, 91-A-40A, 91-A-40C, 91-A-41D, and 91-A-41E. To be rezoned from industrial, which is I-1, to agriculture. Have to go in back. Would like to have a speaker for that, please. Comments?
Hi, I'm Eleanor Whitehurst. I spoke last meeting, but just in case anyone missed it, I thought it'd be helpful.
You gotta speak up for all year.
Okay. I'm Eleanor Whitehurst. Many of you probably heard this last meeting, but I'm gonna repeat it just in case anybody wasn't here. 4 years ago, Robert, and I decided to sell our farm as ag land. We met with someone from the county in preparation for its sale, and during the meeting, the idea of pursuing an industrial site and an industrial site's benefits for the county and town were brought to our attention and suggested as an idea by the county. Robert and I started working with the state, county, town, and an engineering firm to see if our property would qualify for an industrial site and to learn about the necessary steps for moving forward with the project. We were given a checklist of actions we needed to do to complete our due diligence and move our site from a tier one to a tier four. Again, we were working in unison with the state throughout this process. We spent years working and a significant amount of personal money having testing done, assessments completed, and creating site plans. Having the property rezoned was one of the major items emphasized to us in moving the site from a tier one to a tier four. And this was done to increase the property's marketability, especially to the types of industries our town has voiced wanting. However, the county has not kept in pace with the actions the town and we personally have taken to ready the site. Last meeting, I noted the turnover rate within the county's development department. And since that meeting, Brian Henshaw has left his position as director of planning and zoning, making him the third person to leave the department in roughly 3 years. In many ways, the county seems to be at a standstill, not just with our site, but with all development. The industrial zone property is currently and has never stopped being used as ag land. Our farm has been operating at a loss for several years now because of it being taxed as though it is being occupied by an industry. The taxes are currently more than the entire farm makes in a year. My brother and I can no longer sustain the amount of taxes we are paying, especially with the 8 to 10% tax increase next year while we wait for the county to catch up. And we've been told it could be several years before they are able to catch up. We are not giving up on the industrial site. It will continue to be marketed as potential industrial land. This is a decision we feel we have to make at this time for the best interest of our farm, the site, and in the long run, the town. We know the town has done everything possible within its capacity to help support the site, and we're greatly appreciative for the work many of you here tonight have contributed. We hope the county will be able to gain momentum in the coming years, and our site will be able to help in providing the smart growth we feel our county desperately needs.
Thank you.
Can I add something?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Our county is the only county that taxes you on zoning, not on the use.
That's not correct.
Okay, on what other does. The ones that I've talked to all tax them.
Could you enlighten me on which ones you've talked to?
Frederick?
I'm doing the city of Winchester, and I've done Frederick County. They do tax you, yes.
Well, they told me they taxed on the use.
Well, and?
I'm serious, that's what they told me.
Augusta County taxes you, Page County taxes you, Fauquier County taxes you, and so does the city of Winchester and Frederick County.
Frederick County told me they didn't, because I called them. But if they told you something different, that's fine.
Hey, Any other comments?
I have one, but I didn't know if it was going to be answered before.
Well, bring it up. Let me answer twice.
I'm Joyce Shirley. Mine is more of a financial question. we did put money into extending town with police and stuff, and that involves that property out there. So that is tax money and is not gonna be turned backwards. What, how many times can you come here and ask for reversals? Cause that costs money, and I understand that that, you all get paid and things extended.
Kevin will have to answer that, Ms. Barbara, that's over my head on that one.
I have a question about the clarification of your concern about money as far as going into the police department.
No, not just the police department, anything that involves coming here. I know that just coming here for a meeting is money. And you do pay extra police for the extension, which I know is not gonna be changed. I can't complain about that.
For the extension to drive the turkey now?
The town, no, the towns, when the town limits were extended. And I know that wasn't just for them, I understand that was part of a plan. But how many times can you come back and ask to flip? Is that an unlimited number?
I don't think, there's nothing that is outlined in town law, town ordinances or state law that you know, prohibits an individual coming to the public body to seek a rezoning.
And so it's an unlimited planning commission?
There might be a, you know, there might be a 1 year.
That's what I was wondering, a year, 2 years, what, 10 years, whatever.
I take it back, I think there is a statute that requires no more rezoning in 1 year, so.
Well, the county must release it to the town, correct?
What's that?
If you have land in the county and you want it in town, you have to, she talked about annexation, it has to be released from the county to be in town, correct?
Be annexed into town.
Yeah, be annexed in town.
There's an annexation process, but it still stays in the county.
Yeah, right.
As far as for taxation purposes.
Oh, yeah, they get their chunk and everybody gets a little piece of pie.
All of the property was in the growth area of the town map.
Right, and.
It'd been back in the 90s or 80s, I mean.
I'm aware of that.
So it was an extent, you know, it was already gonna happen.
Okay, yes. Any other comments or questions that we can answer? Yes.
Larry, before a decision's made on this, can something official be put in a statement as far as what the turnover time can be? I mean, it's nice to say, I think it's a year, but it'd be nicer to say, I know it's a year.
Kevin's made with that.
We can make it, I'm reasonably sure that, you know, we can make that statement that, you know, that it, you cannot come back, they cannot come back for, you know, 1 year to request a rezoning.
That's not what we did, it won't happen 12 months anyway. Okay, all right, then you're gonna amend, whatever we do, you're gonna amend to make a statement to come back and not to rezone within a year?
That's.
Is that the way we go?
That's up to the planning commission.
We would confirm the policy, right, you're saying that you think there's a policy that says you can't rezone within 1 year, so really we should need to confirm that that's the policy.
So we don't need to add that, we just.
Let me research that whole thing.
Wait a minute, is there such a policy on the books, I mean, you're.
That's what we do to confirm.
That's what I'm saying, is there such a policy?
I think Kevin's right, and I don't know for sure because when the issue come up years ago, like you were speaking, when you talked about farmers, and the lady next to me, the Hovatter Farm.
Right.
She was requesting to remove hers out because of, they wanted to put, a couple months ago, because they wanted to put it back into a forestry or whatever, that it can never leave the family, whatever. I'm sorry.
Historic district.
Historic district, yes. So, and I think the term of year come up, I think he's absolutely right about that. We better look it up.
Well, the further answer, Mr. Andrews' question about what he was talking about, what's taxed. In Shenandoah County, you're taxed residential, commercial, horticultural, industrial 1, 2, and how many more industrials?
Great, that's correct.
And you've got your vineyards, which are assessed differently because it's horticultural, like the apples used to be. And I don't know who from, I'd be interested to know who from the city of, or Frederick County, because I've done numerous reassessments down there and I know how they're doing.
Yes, sir. Wait, I've just said, when I called down there and asked them, that's what I was talking about.
That come from the Commissioner of Revenue's office?
I've been told that as well from developers in Frederick County, that if they have holdups on his property, they'll put cows out because then it can be put in land use, and they get taxed on land use instead of industrial tax.
That's only if it meets the criteria.
And that's what we're saying.
That Virginia Tech sets up.
Right, right.
It has to meet that criteria now.
Our farm would never stop being farmed where it is. There's crops on it right now.
I understand that, but you still have to meet the criteria.
Well, right, I'm not saying on any property.
If you are assessed as commercial or industrial, in order to get that money, you have to be 100% to the Virginia Tech, what, all these counties use Virginia Tech's land use.
Right.
Right.
Every county that I know of in the state of Virginia uses Virginia Tech's land use figures. And you have to meet that 100%.
Right, we do.
But if you have town water and sewer to it, what do you do with it?
What do you mean?
That's a plus on the property, so how can you be ag property?
The town water and sewer and own property.
I'm just saying what he's saying with down there, because I know for a fact that.
If it's in farm, it doesn't matter if it's town water and sewer.
Well, it certainly does.
If it's zoned, but they have it being used for agriculture, they get taxed on agriculture instead of being taxed on industrial use that's not. If there's not an industrial use being used there, why are you getting taxed 10 times and you've got crops there? Well, that makes sense. And Augusta County does it. They do the same thing. They made a big provision with the 500-acre mega site they have dealt with because they were getting, you know, they worked out ways to deal
with taxes.
I'm very
familiar with it because I work.
Right. They have worked out deals with the taxes. So it is, a lot of counties around us have done that. Developers don't want to come here because they don't want to spend 10 times more on taxes and have to do all the work when it's still being farmed. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And Shenandoah County is one of the only ones, and as you can see, there's not much growth happening around Shenandoah County. And that's why our tax base is so messed up. You know, it should be a 75-25 split. 75% comes from the residents, and 25% comes from business. In Shenandoah County, it's a 90-10 split, where 90% of the taxes have to come from residents, 10 only comes from there. And that's why our taxes are going up, and yet nothing's happening. It's not like we're having new schools get built. We've got three schools that aren't accredited. I mean, until they diversify their tax base.
They're accredited.
They're accredited.
I'll take that back.
But to assess property that has road frontage, that has town water and sewer, or access to it, is a big difference from an ag farm that only is doing crops. And we all know that that's a difference.
Right.
Well, I'm not seeing it in the zoning ordinance right now. That takes some time to review it.
Oh, I understand.
I'm trying to listen to what the conversation is.
Okay, any other comments concerning this property change? Okay. If there's no other comments, I close the meeting.
Can we take a vote or?
Okay, we'll move on to the meeting.
Public hearing's adjourned.
Public hearing's adjourned, yes. Thanks for help there.
They got an important meeting this week.
Okay, I call this Matt Jackson Planning Commission meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any additions or additions to the agenda tonight that you have before you? introduction of guests. We have quite a few here today. Just, if you just go around and just state your names, that's all we need to know. Please.
I'm Eleanor Whitehurst.
Robert Whitehurst.
Yep. Sunny Falls.
Melinda Miller. Kay.
Jack Braden.
You gotta say your name.
Joyce Sherman.
Dan Shirley.
Present.
Thank you. Okay. All right. We have one visitor that chose to speak.
Don't need to now.
Oh, don't need to now. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, when we go further, we may step. You may have questions, and I'll give a chance at each one. Okay. I need approval of the previous meeting minutes, July 2nd. Roll call, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Berner?
Yes.
Under old business, we have a rezoning request that we just heard about, just in front of the board now. I will not read all that all over again because too many dashes and dots. It's there. We've already had it. Anybody have any additional comments on this before we have a vote? Yes, sir?
I think I have an answer as far as the question about the timing for rezonings and so forth. There is a provision in the town code that talks about conditional zoning and rezonings. In essence, the governing body, the council, can put conditions, certain reasonable conditions, on rezonings. So if the planning commission and council so deem, I believe that they could put a time constraint on an additional rezoning if they would like.
May I say one thing that
there isn't one to begin with?
I haven't found that. I'm finding that under the conditions of zoning, rezonings.
If you want to go a year, I mean, that's fine. But I will say we are still marketing it. So if a company does come, that chance will be shot. So with economy booming all around us, I mean, that's up to you, but that does knock you out for a year. Where if company came at this time, you would have complete control whether it comes in or not. So that's something to think about.
Okay, that'll have to be in the form of a motion.
Well, that's his opinion. I think that we can say our opinion as well if we had any regarding that. I think my own feeling need to keep in mind that if we set a standard now, then we need to keep that in mind for all future people or businesses that come in and say, I'd like to rezone from this to this. If we're setting our standard to be a year, we need to keep that in mind. I don't think it's necessary to do that, but we should keep that there.
I don't need it.
Yeah. Well, yes, sir.
I believe in Chandler County, if you put a bag of egg and then you sell it and you get it rezoned, you must go back 5 years. Is that correct?
5 or 6. It might be 6 now.
Rollback?
Yeah, rollback taxes.
Yeah, I've already paid the rollback.
Is it 6?
Yeah, it was 6.
6. It's up to 6 now.
All right. So now if, with what you all have done this evening, it goes back into egg, and 6 months from now it gets sold, do they still roll it back 6 years?
No, they won't roll it back to where it started.
They already paid it.
He paid that, it'll roll back to, if he paid taxes, it'll roll back to where it
paid. They can't double tax me because they've already gotten the money.
Right.
Plus the last 4 years.
If it's 1 year down the road, they'll roll back 1 year.
Right.
Yeah, that part.
When did you all rezone it from ag to
2015,
I think it was. All right, well then you shouldn't have paid 6 years of back taxes then.
Well, it had been an ag
forever.
So we've been paying, it's in land use.
I understand.
And it got knocked out of land use being rezoned, so we had to pay the rollback.
To that point, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't 6 years.
No, it wasn't 6 years.
Right, it was just to that point.
Yeah,
right?
It wasn't 6 years.
True.
Yes.
They only go back to when it did it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about what the facts are.
He didn't say he paid back 6 years. He was saying that's the county's rule. he paid back, as we've just explained, to when it switched.
He made an effort that nothing.
It was a lot of money, that's all I know. I don't know how much it paid back.
I understand it, but let's talk the facts now.
I mean, I figured it was, why would it not be the rollback 6 years?
You don't get rollback 6 years if it wasn't, if you were still in ag, and if you got it rezoned in 15, they can't roll it back 6 years if you do it tomorrow. They can only roll it back from 19 to 15.
When it was done, what he's saying is done. When it was put in, they don't roll back to that time.
Yeah.
If it's less than 6 years, they don't have to go 6 years because it wasn't there.
Well, we had to pay the tax to roll back because of the land.
Maybe not 6 years, though, correct?
No, it wasn't 6 years.
It had been land use for a long time.
Well, land use is kind of separate from that.
To pay rollback when we took, when we rezoned.
Yeah, when you changed the zone, right.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When we rezoned, we had to pay rollback.
Yeah.
You had to pay rollback taxes on farm use.
Right.
Industrial was a whole different ballgame.
Oh, the industrial didn't come.
Yeah, but you still must understand, you're paying rollback taxes on, not on property value. You're paying the rollback taxes.
On the land use.
On the land use.
Right.
And there is quite a difference.
The 6 year rollback is the same as the taxes are a year right now.
Yeah. So, I'm not questioning the amount that you pay. I'm just saying, if you're going to pay on rollback, there's a big difference between $4,000 an acre and $800 an acre.
So, I need a suggestion. I need a motion. I need something.
I so move we approve the rezoning request from Whitehurst Development LLC for the identified acres from industrial to agriculture.
One second. Okay. And I need a vote.
Okay. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Berner?
Yes.
Anything else to go with that old business? Any other old business, anybody? Yeah. Okay, new business. Under new business, we have a special use permit request, Triplet School Cafeteria, LLC, Todd Holtzman. Mr. Holtzman is requesting a special use permit to convert the existing cafeteria into 4 apartment units.
I want to know how you get 4 apartments in that cafeteria.
Well, I'm going to call him just one second.
I couldn't believe what I read.
If you'll introduce what you got in mind to these people, and we're going to set up a public hearing, please.
Okay. So the cafeteria is 4,000 square feet, so it's humongous, and that's going to make 1,000 square foot units. So I'll have a drawing of that. I don't know if there'll be 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom units. So we closed on the school property 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, and the property behind, I'm expecting that we'll see maybe the first foundation in the next 2 months and some road work start to happen. So that's finally well on its way. The architect with the brew house organization is working on some conceptual plans for the front and these type of things. What's
Will
that?
The apartments be 2 stories?
No, ma'am, single story.
Huh?
It's a single, it'll be the apartments in the cafeteria will be single story in the existing
single
building.
Story.
So it's a brick shell, you know, built in 1950, I'm guessing. So it'll get a few more updates. It's got windows, but it'll need to be insulated, brought up to the latest standards. And I've had that property on the market because, you know, we've been trying to close on that property since about October of last year. So the town allowed me to list it with City Real Estate about a year ago, I guess. And so it's been on the market all that time. No real interest, no activity. And I think that there is a possibility for maybe a commercial application long term, but I think it would take all the development around the back being done. It would take the brew house there and some activity. And the problem is when you drive by, you know, the school is very prominent, but the cafeteria is tucked around far enough in the back, it's really difficult to see. So I think that the residential use will be fitting. It will fill up quickly, be very nice, be a nice complement to the residential use behind. And then it removes the majority of the parking concerns. And the conceptual plans for the overall development show, I think, 6 or 8 parking spaces. And I also have an easement across the brew house property that I got at settlement to make sure that I would have a parking constraint there. So I don't think there, I know that as of late, there have been a few concerns about traffic problems that I might be causing downtown. Of course, I lay in bed at night stare at the ceiling, worried that, oh my, that we might have some traffic in Mount Jackson. I'll say it again for the record, that if I could create a traffic problem in Mount Jackson, I would consider it a big success. So anyway.
But you got approval from VDOT and everything.
Yes, ma'am. All of that stuff had to happen before settlement, because those were all conditions. We couldn't do the development if we couldn't get VDOT approval. So in this day and age, it takes almost longer to get approvals and permits than it does to build the property.
Any questions for Mr. Holzer or concerns? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Yes.
May I make one comment? Because I know it'll probably come up. There are pieces of property that are zoned industrial in Shenandoah County that are being taxed as ag.
And they aren't used.
They've been grandfathered in because they've been zoned industrial for so long. But there are pieces of property that are.
And they don't. But they pay the industrial tax.
They do not pay industrial tax.
They pay ag.
They pay a land use tax.
Land.
So there are pieces of property. I don't know when they did that. I mean, it might have been 10, 15 years ago, but there are pieces of property, and I've talked to landowners. They had no idea that if they zoned the property, that they were going to get hit with the tax. So, because they have other properties, and they kind of.
You have three in the town limits that are got that 20-year waiver.
We're going to set it for.
Well, I have a comment on that. Our next meeting falls on Labor Day, so typically, historically, we've always bumped the September Planning Commission to the next Monday, which would be the 10th, I believe.
It would be.
If that's okay with the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
I figured you didn't want to come out on Labor Day.
And not be here. Okay.
I make a motion that it will be set on September 10th at a regular meeting.
Motion is by Dan, second.
You ready for the vote?
Please.
Okay. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Berner?
Yes.
Public hearing is now set for September the 10th, 2018. Okay. Action on the Board of Zoning Appeals, please.
There were none.
There were none. Report on town council items, sir.
He answered that question. We settled.
Oh, okay. All right. So I had. Okay. Zoning administration report.
I have nothing in addition to that.
And board member at this point. Anybody have anything to report? Yes, it is. You got it. Motion to adjourn.
Maybe be adjourned.
Robert, all I have is done.